the time. And the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome to the show, folks. Thank you, Hank Williams Jr., for our intro music. I'm James Kelso, and you're listening live to the Trump Phenomenon here on Tuesday, July 26, 2016. We're in day two of the Democratic National Catastrophe, the DNC, and a real catastrophe is at the microphone right now. Senator Barbara Boxer, Democrat of California. Oh, my goodness. I'll tell you what, she needs to get a new makeup, man. I don't know, or maybe it's just that much, that little to work with, but boy, does she look awful. Let's listen to her for just a moment here. First, I want to welcome George. Is our sidekick is with us. George, are you there?
George is here, and it's hot in the East Coast.
Oh, and I don't know whether we have Paul Fromm yet. Is Paul here yet? Not yet. Okay, we're awaiting the arrival of Paul Fromm, the international advisor to the American Freedom Party, based in Mississauga, Ontario, Canada. And George, let me just turn up the volume here for a second on Senator Barbara Boxer. We're awaiting the arrival of the commander in briefs, the incomparable William Jefferson Clinton. he's the featured act tonight. But here's Barbara Boxer. Maybe you can catch the tone of desperation here. Hang on, let's listen to Barbara Boxer. For just a moment. I won't punish you. I won't punish you with more than a little bit of this.
When women died in back alleys, we are never, ever, ever going back. Never. We are moving forward with Hillary Clinton. You know, there's a lot of talk about what makes America great. Well, I'll tell you this. It's not when we insult each other. It's not when we tear each other down. It's when we stand together. It's when we work together. It's when we build together. It's when we fight together. And that's what makes America great. And that's what Hillary Clinton will do. And that is why I'm telling you tonight, Hillary Clinton will be our next president of the United States of America. Thank you, California. Thank you, America. Thank you.
Okay, well, thankfully she's getting off the microphone. And that tone of desperation you heard there, that's been the whole tone of the Democratic national catastrophe. Everybody's all a Twitter now, getting ready for Bill Clinton.
In August of 2001,
this is an actress
I moved
here
to California from my home in New York City.
This is Elizabeth Banks, the actress. Boy, what an airhead she is. Well, the big story continues, which is the WikiLeaks emails. And Julian Assange said today that there are more to come, many more to come. So we're going to stay tuned for that. And what they're doing today in Philadelphia is they're they're pretending. They had the roll call of the states today, and Hillary was given the nomination. Bernie Sanders got up and moved to waive the rules of the convention and declare Hillary the nominee by acclamation, and he being the only opponent, that guaranteed that that would happen. And the Marcia Fudge, the at the gavel, said all the ayes say yay, and there were, you know, a lot of people saying that. But then she said all the noes nay. Actually, there were a lot of nays, but she just went right over that and said the ayes have it. But what they're doing is they're trying to make nice at the Democratic convention and pretend they're having a good convention. And it's really, it's horrible with the emails and Julian Assange saying there will be more. This is really unraveling the Clinton campaign. Be interesting to see what kind of a spin Bill is able to put on things tonight. What sort of patch job he thinks he can do. George, the it's really been a pathetic convention.
Yeah, somehow I think Harry Truman would be embarrassed by what's become of the Democrat Party.
Yeah, now folks, to give you the flavor of things, some of you may have been watching the whole thing, but it's been sort of equal opportunity group after equal opportunity group. I don't know what name to give these groups of people or these people that come up to the stage, but the thing that just got off the stage was Mothers of the Movement. Now, what is Mothers of the Movement? This was about 10 black women who are the mothers of black sons who, in one way or another, managed to get themselves shot by police. Michael Brown being one of them, and Trayvon Martin being another. And what Hillary thinks she's selling by putting these people up on the stage, does she think that middle America, the America that Donald Trump has awakened, is somehow going to be moved by the mothers of people like Michael Brown or Trayvon Martin? And it's been a parade of such people. I'm trying to figure out what you could say the tone is or the gist of what they're saying. All of it.
Just an anti-white bitch fest. I raced through my supper tonight, Jamie, and I had it on low. And I watched this parade, and I don't think there was a single mother of one of the policemen who'd been shot. This is a cavalcade of in most cases, young criminals. There may have been the odd one who it was unfortunate and so on. But I'm wondering how the average working stiff who may have voted Democratic, in Rust Bucket, Pennsylvania or Ohio, is looking at this. He can't see himself represented up there. And earlier today, I believe there was some basketball player who was beating the drums for more tolerance of the LGBTQXYZ community. They really are declaring themselves the part of the party of the minorities, the freaks, and the anti-white party. I mean, they really are, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think it's coming across very, very weak. The other thing, the other theme that they're just hammering on, and you can tell in the same way that you could tell that Donald Trump was the mastermind behind the Republican convention, that his thoughts and his suggestions were woven throughout the entire convention. You could see Hillary at work at the controls in this convention. Speaker after speaker gets up to tell us what a social justice warrior Hillary is, that as soon as she got out of law school, she went to work for the Children's Defense Fund. She could have made a lot of money, but she didn't want to do that. She wanted to work for the Children's Defense Fund. She went into schools in the South, the segregated South, and she volunteered. She pretended to be a mother wanting to enroll her children in one of the academies, one of the white academies that sprang up. And she found out, they told her they're only admitting white students. Oh my gosh. And Hillary turned them in to the Justice Department as a social justice warrior. And so she's.
In fact, as Donald Trump said, she's always been a liar.
Yes, and I don't know who her audience is. Who is she? Does she think this is persuasive? With it's not. This is not going to work for white people. This is a really bizarre convention and a really bizarre sell that she's putting on herself. It's very strained. Now, one of the reasons these folks are nervous is that the polls are tanking for Hillary. I just got on to, just touched on this as we closed the show last night, but these are very important. The turning point, we speculated on Sunday that maybe the turning point was reached there when Donald Trump, for the first time, was taking a lead. Well, I think the turning point has arrived, because I'm looking now at four national polls, the latest polls, where Trump is clearly leading Hillary Clinton. This is brand new. And these are polls that generally, you know, we expect them to lie in favor of their leftist Democrat favorite candidates. CNN has Trump up by 3 points as of yesterday. CBS News has Trump up by a point, 44 to 43, as of yesterday. The LA Times has Trump up by 5 points as of...
And this is the time she should be surging, because it's the middle of their convention.
Right. Well, now these polls reflect... these polls were taken right at the middle of or at the end of the Republican convention. But Trump is clearly pulling ahead. It clearly shows that the Republican convention gave Donald Trump a big boost. And that's what we on this show, that was what we felt would be happening. The other important thing, I mentioned it last night, but I was speaking so fast that maybe you might have missed it. One of the tactics of the neocons, Charles Krauthammer, Bill Kristol, I use those two as just to represent the whole neocon structure. Their two leaders, one of their strategies is to try to stop Trump by throwing in third-party candidates who will bleed votes away from Trump. Well, their big entry in that department was Gary Johnson, Libertarian, and they're pumping up Johnson. Their big money people are talking about putting unlimited quantities in the $100 million range of money into Gary Johnson. Well, it ain't working, folks, because in the CNN poll, Trump is leading by 3 points when he's matched up one-on-one with Hillary Clinton, 48 to 45. But when they throw Gary Johnson into the poll, Libertarian, and Jill Stein, Green Party, guess what? Trump's lead increases by 2 full percentage points to 5 points, meaning Johnson is taking more votes and Stein taking votes away from Hillary more than he's taking away from Trump. And that number comes out in a poll released yesterday. This is a hallelujah moment, folks. Trump, 44. Clinton, 39. The Trump train is pulling away. Johnson, 9. And Stein, 3. So this is really, this is what we've had our fingers crossed for. And it's actually happening. And this convention is so flat. It's such a loser. I think it's going to hurt Hillary even further. George?
It sure is a far cry from 1968, which I think was the apex of the Democrat world, and the whole town of Chicago was turned upside down, and there were white people that were enjoying this, and they wanted that change. Not now. I mean, all I see are a bunch of old grouchy feminists. Even, the black militants are pretty much outside screaming and yelling, "We don't like this."
Yes. Yeah. Now, the other thing that happened today, folks, is that they got all of the Democratic members of the House of Representatives up on the stage, a really sad-looking group of women, and led by Nancy Pelosi, their leader, and as a man listening to that, I was thinking, like, they really hate me.
Jamie. I have it on very good intel that Nancy has a big crush on you.
there was this sense. Of course, you know, everybody who listens to the show, is familiar with the fundamental lie of radical feminism, which is, you know, it's an attack on men, just as cultural Marxism is an attack on white people. And the but does this sell, folks? You know, as a program on national TV, are all these men sitting there with their wives in their living rooms watching their television, watching Nancy Pelosi and Barbara Boxer tell them how evil they are? How is this working, either for the men or for their wives? I don't think it's working across America, Paul. What do you think?
I can't see this being a winner outside of a very narrow ideological, far left group, but the at least the white working class base of the Democratic Party, and maybe even some of the others, I don't see this being attractive for a very narrow ideological fringe. Yes, they probably are quite happy, but many of those people in that fringe are for Bernie Sanders, and they're not impressed. I mean, they're still protesting and saying they're not going to vote for her.
Yes. Now, let's give the folks the update on that. Bernie Sanders was praised effusively by his supporters at the microphone as they went through the roll call of the states today. And you could see Bernie, I mean, I think tears were welling up in his eyes. I think he really believes in himself and believes his own baloney, but he thinks he is transforming the Democratic Party. Here's the deal he's made with the devil here. He is saying to everybody, look, Donald Trump and folks like us are so evil. These right-wingers are so evil, we must defeat them whatever we have to do. And what I have to do, and you have to do, folks, I, Bernie Sanders, is I've got to support, I've got to pretend I really admire Hillary Clinton. And we've got to go out and work for her and pretend. And then he started talking about, you know, various concessions that he's gotten from Hillary in the platform and as to the running of the DNC in the future. And by the way, we learned today that Donna Brazile, oh yes, that's right, Donna Brazile, you remember her, she's going to return as the Democratic National Chairman.
Remind me, who is she?
Well, she's this horrible, horrible black woman who has assumed she's being brought out of retirement to replace Deborah Wasserman Schultz. And, she also just war on men, war on white people. That's all you can ascertain from this. And then you've got these goofball white men, in tow with this thing. But it's a very boring convention. There's no excitement. We're coming up on Bill Clinton here in a minute. Representative Joseph Crowley, white man, is a Democrat of New York's 14th district. He is speaking to a pretty flat crowd. Let's listen to him. I have no idea what he's saying. Let's just tune in a little for a second.
He may not have any idea either.
Yeah. This is a convention of nobodies. Here's another one.
She understood the pain my family, our city, our nation were under. She fought to help our city rebuild, and she delivered. People forget, but the assistance package that was first proposed didn't have a dime, not a dime for New York. Hillary helped turn that around, securing $20 billion we needed to get New York.
So this is that theme that they've been going all day at this, folks. Hillary is helping the little guy. Hillary really cares about the little guy. Now, you'll notice Donald Trump, just wait, give it a couple more hours here. Donald Trump will be pointing out, let's see, Hillary's helping the little guy, and I'm the greedy guy. Now, Donald Trump has helped so many people. He's going to be asking, how did Hillary go from bankrupt when they left the White House to being worth a couple $100 million? How did she do that by helping people? We'll be back right after this break, folks.
Well, she really did help people, mostly herself.
Yeah, okay. We'll be back with your calls after this break.
We We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
We're back, folks, and let me give out that call-in number. It's 800-313-9443. We'll try to take a few calls here in our short hour. 800-313-9443. The a great column today from actually yesterday from Pat Buchanan, Will Putin, or Putin. Actually, I just mispronounced his name. I corrected people for years on that. It's Putin, not Putin. Will Putin get a Pulitzer? And Pat Buchanan says, waving off the clerics who had come to administer last rites to him. The dying Voltaire said, quote, all my life I have ever made but one prayer to God, a very short one. O Lord, make my enemies look ridiculous. And God granted it, said Voltaire. And then Buchanan says, the tale of the thieved emails at the Democratic National Committee is just too good to be true. For a year, 74-year-old socialist Bernie Sanders has been saying that under DNC chair Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the party has been undercutting his campaign and hauling water for Hillary Clinton. From the 19,200 emails dumped the weekend before Clinton's coronation, it appears the old boy is not barking mad. The deck was stacked. The referees were in the tank. The game was rigged. let's skip a little here, that the idea was broached by DNC chief financial officers. You know, there are other shoes to drop here, folks. The CFO of the DNC, Brad Marshall, he sent an email to the DNC chief executive officer, Amy Dacey, quote, "Does Bernie believe in a God? He has skated on saying he has a Jewish heritage. I think I read he is an atheist. This could make several points difference with my peeps. My Southern Baptist peeps would draw a big difference between a Jew and atheist." So, you know, does the CFO, Brad Marshall? See, folks, the DNC is not supposed to be an activist committee for one candidate or another. They're supposed to be referees as the candidates fight it out. But here's the CFO. He's going for, you know, let's call the guy an atheist. And then Dacey, this is the, what is Dacey? The chief executive officer, okay, emails back, amen. So is this acceptable? Is this now acceptable politics in the party of Barack Obama? Asked Pat Buchanan. If Marshall and Dacey are still around at week's end, we will know. The WikiLeaks dump came Friday night. By Sunday, Clinton's crowd had unleashed the mechanical rabbit, and the press hounds were dutifully chasing it. The new party line, the Russians did it. Clinton campaign chief Robert Mook told ABC, experts are telling us that Russian state actors broke into the DNC, took all these emails, and now they are leaking them out through the websites. Some experts are now telling us that this was done by the Russians for the purpose of helping Donald Trump.
The Russians are coming. The Russians are coming.
the only question that really matters is, are they true? If they're forged, okay, there's a problem. Yeah. If they're true, who cares how they got out? It's evidence of scummy behavior.
Yeah, yeah. So, and to explain his title there, will Putin get a Pulitzer Prize? Buchanan is remembering back to 1971 when the New York Times itself published what were those papers called, George?
The Pentagon Papers.
The Pentagon Papers, which were a leak of this nature. And
Daniel Ellsberg and his psychiatrist and all that good Watergate stuff. I love it. Now it's Russiagate.
Yeah. But the New York Times got a Pulitzer Prize for that. So Buchanan says, what about Putin? Does he get a Pulitzer Prize? We'll take a break and be right back. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Back, folks, and we may be able to take some phone calls. It's 800-313-9443. Paul Fromm is with us from Canada, international advisor to the American Freedom Party, the sponsor of these six weekly shows, and George is with us as well. You're not going to believe this, folks, but the person, let me see if he's still up at the podium, the person, you know, this is this kind of bleeding heart social justice warrior thing is hard to believe. The guy who's talking right now, I'm not trying to make fun of the guy. You know, he has a problem. But the guy who just got off the stage was a midget.
They included everybody but a white man up there.
They brought out it was a white midget.
Oh, a white midget. Okay. All the bases covered. And if he was transgendered, so much the better.
But his point, this is supposed to be national news, his point was that he met Hillary Clinton and she really cared about his problems as a midget. He calls it dwarfism. And,
Well, couldn't you do use him as a footstool?
Well, he says that whenever he would see her, she remembered him and she remembered his problems as a dwarf. So.
So is this a comedy or is this for real?
Yeah, but this is what they have. Some of the people you know, some of the people, you know, there's a chat line going on these live shows here. We're listening to Howard Dean now, the former chair of the DNC, and former governor of Vermont. And he is, in the chat column, some of the people are a frequent comment is this all they've got? It's just amazing. There's nothing there. Here's Howard Dean. Let's listen to him. I assure you there's nothing there with Howard Dean. Here he comes. Let's see how he's telling us that Hillary's wonderful or how Donald is really greedy.
Back to a time when insurance companies can deny you coverage if you have a pre-existing condition. Or he will take you back to the time where insurance companies could charge you more just because you were a woman.
That's Donald Trump's going to do that.
And what is he going to replace this with? Quote, something so much better. Huge, no doubt.
That's all they've got. They're bashing Donald Trump. What's wrong with Donald Trump? He's greedy. And, you know, this is a festival of envy, Paul and George.
Yes.
What Donald Trump is guilty of, and I think that this is a fundamental nature of the Democratic Party, is that they're appealing to people who are envious people who resent the success of someone like Donald Trump. They actually resent their strength and their character.
Yes.
The sad thing is that in a democracy, there may be enough such envious people that truly excellent people like Donald Trump are always going to have a tough climb to get elected. There are enough of these people. Now, the good news is that Donald Trump is winning, and the people that are moved by the midget and by the mothers of the movement, the mothers of Michael Brown and what's that other guy's name? You know, I have to admit, I don't
know. Trayvon Martin?
Trayvon Martin, yeah. These are not names that
These are mothers of out-of-control, feral young Negroes for the most part. I'm sure that's going to move Joe Sixpack, who lost his job 10 years ago in the Rust Belt. He's been a greeter for Walmart ever since. His wife is working two shifts or just barely trying to keep the home together. I'm sure as they sit by the TV and they see this cavalcade of clowns, they're going to say, that party's not for me. They don't represent me.
And now, another of the themes in this convention, like, what is Hillary's claim to fame? What is wonderful about Hillary? It seems to be, I was trying to boil it down. What are they saying? I think it boils down to, she's a woman. That's her claim to fame. Yeah, right. She's a woman. She's going to be the first woman president in American history. And that's reason enough right there. That's a darn good reason to make her president. Now, let's see what, just looking forward a little bit here as I am looking at the pathetic face of Howard Dean. Let's look at what Donald Trump's going to be doing in answer to this, because the news reported today is that Donald Trump is going to counter the Democrat convention with his own sort of a counter message day by day. So we'll hear that. We'll hear that starting tomorrow. Donald Trump will be in Scranton, Pennsylvania at 3 p.m. on Wednesday at the Lackawanna College Student Union Gymnasium. And you can get tickets to that. And then at 8 o'clock the same day, tomorrow, he will be in Toledo, Ohio at the Huntington Center for an 8 o'clock appearance. So that will be 7 o'clock our time here. We will probably, by showtime here, we will probably be able to carry Donald Trump live tomorrow in Toledo, and we will certainly cover the tape of what he had to say in Scranton, Pennsylvania, so you can look forward to that. But that's all the schedule. There's no schedule beyond that the Trump campaign is announcing.
Hey, and, Jamie, got a second for one more comment before we stick a fork in this horrible convention and forget about it.
Yes.
There really are a whole bunch of very unhappy Sanders supporters marching around. They've been there all day and all day yesterday. They're not happy with either of their candidates. Well, they hate Hillary, and their champion has thrown them under the bus. So yes, they have nowhere to go in the Democrat Party.
Yeah, Sanders' mission, folks, for the last 2 days has been to talk his supporters into falling in behind Hillary Clinton. And Sanders' justification, you can see it. It's in his face and in his voice. You know, I'm biting my lip and doing this because we've got to defeat Donald Trump. We must defeat Donald Trump. Donald Trump is the end of our universe, and it really will be. It really will be the end of Bernie Sanders and all these other cultural Marxists. It will be the end of their universe. But he hasn't succeeded that well with his followers. You're right, George. There are a bunch of them. And so
they're alienated. So there's a fair amount of
They're still in the streets and they're still upset.
Yes.
Well, we get down to it. You know, Hillary has a problem on her left. And left wingers have a history of actually doing something. So if they're really, really unhappy, maybe they'll do something. Some of them will defect. Others of them, they will not vote for Hillary.
Yeah, and you know the other irony, talking about Hillary's problems, George, the irony of all this, Hillary is trying a holier-than-thou tack at her convention. That I am just this wonderful person of wonderful character, and Donald Trump is a scumbag. Now, the impossibility of this, folks, what we've learned is that Donald Trump is a man of incredible character and incredible quality, everything about his life. And Hillary, the wheels are coming off of her with the book Clinton Cash, which is shooting up the bestseller lists by Peter Schweitzer, and the book Crisis of Character, by Gary Byrne, which is now number 8 on the Amazon bestseller list. This is the Secret Service officer who stood outside the office of Bill Clinton and had to worry. He was worried that he might have to disarm or shoot Hillary Clinton if she came gunning after Bill Clinton, who she pummeled, fought. He came out of there with a black eye. They screamed, they yelled, she threw things, she broke, broke heirlooms. So we're learning that Hillary is not a nice person. She is nasty. And she's trying to sell that she's this wonderful, wonderful person. Laura Ingraham had a good comment on it. She said, here's what she said. She tweeted today. She said, let me find Laura Ingraham's tweet. It was awfully good. Having Hillary Clinton as your president would be like being stuck in the third grade forever, but without recess. And
ooh, that's torture.
So we got some calls for you, George and Paul. Scott in California, you're on the air.
Yeah, did you get the part about Pelosi when she said that before we pass the bill, you can't read it, but we'll read it after you pass it. You got to vote for it, and then we'll read it to you.
Oh, this happens.
Talk about insulting your intelligence. She's stuck up there because that's the crowd that she. Of her constituents, but I'd like to set something off topic.
Scott, let me ask you this: did you see Barbara Boxer? Let me ask you a question.
Quickly, that Ahmadinejad from and I'm not a Palestinian or Israeli supporter either one, but because they've been fighting since the dawn of time. But he never said he wanted to wipe international Jewry off the face of the map. What he said was.
Well, now, Scott,
I want to wipe international Zionism off the face of the map.
Yes,
and,
he did, Scott.
By the way, it isn't the Zionists that run the show. It's the Jesuits.
Well, okay, Scott. You are accurate about what Ahmadinejad said. I'll disagree with you that the Jesuits run everything. I don't think there's a good case for that, but appreciate your thought on that. And I was going to ask Scott. Scott, are you there still?
Yeah, I'm here. Who's hidden behind the curtain the best for the longest, and who has the most money?
Well, you know, Scott, there are a lot of bad actors here. There are a lot of bad actors. Kevin McDonald, one of the directors of the American Freedom Party, has probably done the best job of researching which bad actors among the Jewish world have, you know, they've played their part. We've got bad actors. We've got white bad actors. There are Protestant bad actors, Catholic bad actors. And, you know, I don't I don't know that we need to try to reach for, well, who's the real one? It may not be that there's one real one. There are a bunch of bad people who've done a bunch of bad things, and the net effect is what you and the rest of us, Scott, have to deal with, like Barbara Boxer's makeup. Now, I just wanted to ask you, just a little, with a little levity here, did you see Barbara Boxer on the screen?
No, I didn't. I can't watch that. It's a bunch of loser retreads, and that's got to be the most boring convention that there ever was.
And you got it, Scott. You got it.
Because I think he's a man of substance and honest, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well,
anyway, thanks for taking my call, but take a closer look at the Jesuits, because I always thought it was a Zionist myself, and you got to look at the time element. Who's had the most time,
well,
and who's got the most
Scott,
money?
Scott,
and
you're
who
looking,
hides
you're...
best behind the curtain?
Yeah, but Scott, you're looking for like a silver bullet, like one group, one person, you know, that are controlling everything. I don't think that's the way the world is made up there. You know, you can spot individual, like I mentioned Charles Krauthammer and Bill Kristol all the time. Those are bad actors. Those are specific bad actors. And there are, the net effect, of course, is that, you know, and I talked about the politics of envy, that losers like Barbara Boxer and Nancy Pelosi and leaders of losers, rabble-rousers of losers like these people, They're gathering all the losers together in envy of people like Donald Trump, who get up at 5 in the morning every day of their lives and employ tens of thousands of people. I like the way Donald Trump describes it. He says, what is my life like? He says, I sign thousands of checks, the front of checks.
That's right. You know, that could be Camelot revisited. You know, I think it could be beautiful if he can perform half of what he purports. We'd be a much better country for it.
I think Camelot on steroids. I think that the Kennedy mystique will be far surpassed by the Trump mystique.
Well, thanks for taking my call, Mr. Kelso, and may God bless.
God bless you, Scott. Let's go to Frank in North Carolina. Frank, you're on the air.
Well, yeah, I appreciate you taking my call. I called in to give a field report about my little blonde 10-year-old, blonde-haired, blue-eyed nephew, who my brother told me today, came to him last night and said that Trump is evil and he's a bad guy. My brother was shocked. He didn't even know that he knew anything about politics or anything. My brother did it what he could to set him straight. I could have done a much better job.
Now, where did the little boy hear this? Where did he hear this?
Well, I said, where did he hear this? He said, well, I guess on the news. I'm like, he watches the news? Because he's got two sisters. I mean, basically, his life is controlled by a mother.
Yeah.
Well, Frank,
that's what we're all about. That's what the alternative media is all about. And that's in Donald Trump. You see, Donald is breaking through the blockade because he is such a media star. He is on the news and in people's living rooms all the time. And what are we down to now, George? 100 and how many days?
104.
104 days and counting, folks. And,
okay, my point is though, I wasn't not going to get into politics and whatnot with my nephew and my nieces because I thought they were too young. What I'm calling in about is you need to talk to your younger relatives, your cousins, your nephews, even if they're 8, 9, 10 years old. You need to tell them that Donald Trump is the last hope. And I totally disagree with the last caller, Scott. Jews make up less than, 0.1% of the world population. They are everywhere. Look at the news. Look at the Democratic National Convention last night. Sarah Silverman, Al Franken, this Gruber woman or whoever, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, they're all freaking Jews. They control everything. The national order was created by Jews.
Yeah, but Frank, I have the same answer to you that I had to Scott. Is it, you know, it's natural for us to want just to get to some sort of mental shorthand so we can get an easy explanation. But Frank, hang on. Our enemies come from, We have lots of enemies, and they have specific names. It's just sort of an easy sort of mental shorthand, which I think is mistaken, to just say it's the and then fill in the blank. It's the, then fill in the blank. That's the explanation for all our problems. It's a little more effort to go, no, it's Charles Krauthammer, it's Bill Kristol, it's, and then fill in some other names. I mentioned two Jews right there, but it's lots of folks, and some of them are white.
The Jews have infiltrated everything. They could always use their money and their control to find out the traitors and compromise.
Frank, we're going to agree to disagree, okay? There's no the and then fill in the blank, and that's the explanation to all our problems. We got a break coming up, and then another segment. Stay tuned, folks.
Gotta keep my eyes from the circling skies.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are back in our final segment, and George is with us, as well as our other sidekick, Paul Fromm, from Canada, and we're enduring the second day of the Democrat convention. And just to mention to Scott and Frank, they're the, you know, here's another example of our enemies. The lady who just got off the podium, Amy Klobuchar, she's one of our enemies. And where does she come from? She is a complete nitwit, senator from Minnesota, which I can skip a rock across the Red River into Minnesota from where I'm sitting. And she is, her religion, United Church of Christ. Her dad's ancestry is Slovenian, the same as Melania Trump. So we've got the best Melania there and the worst, Amy Klobuchar, both with Slovenian ancestors. And the, you know, she is working her hardest here to do us, to do you and Scott and you, Frank, and me, and Paul and George. So we have lots of enemies. There is certainly a concentration of enemies. I mean, you certainly can find Dr. McDonald's work on the inordinate.
Welcome to the Brian Rose Show. Today is July 26th.
The inordinate Jewish influence, of course, is very, very good research. And that's authoritative work on that. But I try to avoid the just saying, oh, it's this fill in the blank. This is the reason for all of our problems. The better approach, I think, is to recognize that the solution to all of our problems is us. And once we wake up and we are, and we are determined to save ourselves, then it doesn't matter what groups are trying to do us in. We are going to save ourselves.
That's what profound, that we are the solution.
Yeah. And of course, the problem, these problem groups, they're opportunistic. That is, and what did they realize? What was the opportunity? They looked at us and they said, wow, these white guys are a bunch of, well, as Donald Trump says, the stupid people. You know, that's what Donald's saying when he says, we're not going to be the stupid people anymore. That's what they saw. These parasites, these opportunists, they said, look, these people, hey, they'll let us take over their universities. They'll let us, these dumb bunnies, they'll admit, you know, hundreds of thousands of students from China into their graduate schools in engineering. And they'll give away engineering degrees instead of to their own kids. They'll give them to Chinese kids. What a bunch of dummies. They'll let the owners of their companies ship the jobs in the factories to Mexico. But see, Donald Trump's saying, this is a white guy who's woken up, and he's saying, hey, we're not going to be the stupid people anymore. And he's simply going to take charge and solve the problem. Whoever the opportunists are, whoever is harming us, he's going to stop it. And we don't need, you know. And then we're going to be back tomorrow. Bill Clinton's going to speak tonight, so we'll be reporting on that Clinton speech. Then tomorrow we get to hear from Joe Biden and Barack Obama. Oh, my gosh. And then Hillary on the concluding day. And we'll also report on Donald Trump's activities tomorrow. You'll hear it right here on this show. Thanks, Paul. Thanks, George. See you all tomorrow night. Thanks, John.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others, and you're welcome to call in.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.